why Uncle Chris gets so nervous when Margo drives. I trust her to get us anywhere safely.
Your Uncle Chris sounds like a backseat driver to me. But sometimes we do the same thing to Jesus. Are you looking forward to getting your learner's permit and driving a car? If so, you'll love today's story right here on Keys for Kids. You know, when I first got my learner's permit, my dad would sit in the passenger seat and give me instructions. He would say, slow down or use your blinker. He was worried that I couldn't drive on my own. When you trust Jesus with your life, you're putting him in control. But then do you become a backseat driver and then try to take over again? Psalm 25:4 is a great reminder for all of us. It says, show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Our story today is called The Driver. Watch it, said Uncle Chris. Slow down, Margo. In the back seat, Sean turned to Alana and grinned. When Aunt Samantha asked Uncle Chris to get something from the grocery store, he offered to let Margo drive them there. She had a driver's license only a week, and as she drove, Uncle Chris instructed her almost nonstop. There's a yield sign up ahead. It's a little hard to see, Uncle Chris cautioned. I slow down when I pass this fire station. Oh, and two lights down, we'll turn right. Be sure to hug the curb when you turn. I'll show you where to park when we get there. Uncle Chris hardly stopped talking long enough to breathe. When they reached the store, Margo parked and handed the keys to her uncle. Thanks for letting me drive, Uncle Chris, but I think you should drive home. Are you sure? Uncle Chris asked as he took the keys. Yes, I'm sure, Margo answered. She smiled and winked at Alana and Sean. When Uncle Chris was out of hearing range, she murmured, it's usually fun to drive, but with Uncle Chris? She rolled her eyes and they all laughed. That night, the kids told their mom about the incident. Uncle Chris should have trusted Margo, Alana said. She's a good driver. Don't be too hard on Uncle Chris, said Mom. We can all be like that sometimes. I'm not, Sean protested. I trust Margo. Yes, but do you always trust God? Asked Mom. When we trust Jesus as our Savior, it's like inviting Him to take over the driver's seat of our lives. But often we act as though we're sitting beside Him, telling Him exactly how to drive. She paused. Hearing about Uncle Chris in the car with Margo reminded me of what you said earlier today about your baseball team. Sean frowned. You mean because I asked God to help me get on the baseball team and He did? But now I don't like that I have to play left field instead of pitching? Mom nodded. We all need to remember that God knows what He's doing. He's working to make us more like Jesus, and we can trust Him to lead us through life the way we need to go. So how about you? Do you trust God and accept the way He steers your life? He knows the way you need to go, so you'll grow to be more like Jesus. To help you do that, He needs to teach you to trust Him instead of insisting on your own way. You don't know where the curves are or what may be around the next corner, but God does. So trust Him to help you through difficulties and lead you down the right path. Our key verse today is Psalm 25, verse 4.
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
And our key thought for today, trust God to direct your life. You can check out the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search for Keys for Kids on your app store. You can also listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio and discover more stories like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for tuning in to listener-supported Keys for Kids.